The river was high, clear. Phosphate company got it all muddy, and they drained out all underneath the water, surface water, that fed it. Down away with three or four streams ran into it. We used to go up those streams, wade up and down them, and fish in them, and fool around in there, and hunt up and down there. Those all dried up. I had one big spring over here, and they barked over it. I put out thousands of gallons of water. I don't know how many thousands. When they mined out there, they hit the source of it, took it out to use the phosphate district. I went over there and ran one pump for them and pumped over 10,000 gallons a minute. Lifted up, pump it down there so they could use it to wash the rock up with hydraulic. That's the way they wash the rock.
Will, a few minutes ago we talked about some kinds of trees. Do y'all have things like cherry trees, sycamore trees, and all that?
We got cherry trees. We got cherry trees down here. They don't have real cherries on them. Cherries are not good to eat. Some people eat them. That hedge out there is a cherry hedge. That's what you see through the window. Now, if you left that thing alone and had it out by itself and let it grow, eventually it would make a great big tree. Of course, you keep the top cut off of it. It'll grow about, when it gets about 6 inches through, it'll die because it just don't able to grow any longer. Keep the top cut off of it, and you have to pull that thing up.
Y'all have sycamore trees?
Never have a sycamore tree. The only thing we have is pine, oak, and hardwood. We grow hickory trees down here.
You have a kind of bush, it's kind of shrub. Berries get real red in the fall, and some people used to use it for tanning leather. You see it growing out along the road. Shrubs with real red berries grow in clusters.
I don't believe I've ever seen one. We've got some bushes out here got red berries on them. I got a hedge of them. Tried to put a hedge, but the red berries. The berries, it goes up and it looks like a holly tree. That's so many berries on like a holly. A neighbor down here's got three or four holly trees. But mine the leaves are smooth on mine. The holly leaves are sharp, sticks you. But this berry, this has got big red berries around Christmas time. And big long leaves for them. They're not pretty because the leaves of the tree cover the berries. You can't see them. I go out there on mine and cut the leaves off so you can see them. A couple of limbs off, even decoration out of the cemetery and so prepared. Instead of getting holly to eat, up in North Florida, we always use holly. I have a lot up there and that. We always took holly out there on Christmas and made wreaths off. We make a wreath out of this stuff. It don't last as long as holly, but it's more red in it. I love a holly tree. I tried to grow them, I couldn't get it to grow, but the neighbor down here got three of them.
Y'all have magnolia trees?
Oh, yeah, we got lakeshore, got a whole lakeshore that's full of them, about 10 of them out along West Lakeshore. And down that swamp I was telling you about, they're magnificent, great, big, huge. Climb those things. Cut those magnolia trees. Off taking school next day, whole arm for all the limbs of the teacher, you know, when we were about sixth grade. Folks didn't like them in the house. One of the two of the girls were allergic to them. They couldn't like the smell of them. I love the smell of them.
Did they grow any raspberries down here?
Yeah, they grow raspberries, blackberries. Just like they do up in Carolina. Certain places they grow them. They don't grow them commercially, but they could.
Any other kind of berries that they grow around here?
Huckleberries. Ever eat a huckleberry?
Never have.
That's a good pie. They taste much better than blackberry or blueberry.
What about these kind of berries you put on shortcake?